Not to offend Kedushin Daf Yudalid, but I'd like tonight to say something about Hanukkah and share with you a machshava regarding Hanukkah. What I'd like to explain is the chashivas of Zeis Hanukkah. We somehow know, although I don't think most of us have seen an explanation, of the fact that the eighth day of Hanukkah is somehow special. We call it Zeis Hanukkah, and it's a special day of Hanukkah. It's not what we find in other Yom Tovim. On Pesach or Sukkot, the Ikar Mitzvah is on the first day. Mitzvah Lulav is the first day, Minat Torah, and eating Matzah. It's not the last day that's the most chashuv, it's the first day. And yet, by Hanukkah, somehow we attach a special chashivas to Zeis Hanukkah. So I'd like to explain that, but first, to be magdam, an explanation of the beginning of Parshas Va'aloischa. In the beginning of Va'aloischa, we have the now famous Rashi of Lama Nisvacha Parshas Menorah Parshas Nesiim. So Rashi tells us that the Nesiim all brought their karbanis, and Aaron HaKoyim Chol Shadaitai. He felt very bad. He said that he was not included, Lohu V'loi Shiftai. So Dabar Pella, everyone's Matmiya. What do you mean you feel bad you're not included? So be included. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell 12 Nesiim to bring karbanis, they came on their own. So, you know, it's like you have a kindergarten class and you tell everyone to come and make whatever it is, and make a challah, and everyone comes and makes challah. One boy stands on the side and he doesn't want to come. And then when it's all over, he cries, he says, Mora, you didn't include me. So you didn't include me. You could have come. Aaron could have come just like everybody else came. It's a davar pella why Aaron didn't come. And then it was Chol Shadaitai on top of it. And also Rashi says that he was Menachem whom with the Menorah. And as you know, the Ramban is Matmiya, what exactly the Nechama of the Menorah is. Well, the Yisayid HaDavar is really a Rashi earlier in Vayikra. Back in Vayikra, Rashi says that when it came time to do the Avodah in the Mishkan, so it says there in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, which is of course Vehibe Mishmini, Korah Moshe L'Aaron Levanav, he calls Aaron to come do the Avodah, and the pasuk says Vayomer Moshe L'Aaron Krav Al HaMizbeach V'aseh, come, you got to do the Avodah. So what's Krav? So Rashi brings, it's a medrash, Rashi brings Bekitzer, Aaron Boish V'yore L'Geshes. Aaron was ashamed and afraid to come. Amalai Maisha, Lamata Boish, L'kach Divcharta. If you look at the medrash, the entire medrash says that Aaron was Aymen Min Hatzaru Baicha. Aymen was standing on the side and he's crying. He says, Aini Kedai, how could I do a Vayin in the Beis HaMikdash? I made the egg in the Mishkan. I made the eagle. I had a hand in making an Avodah Zarah, and how can I? I'm not Kedai. I'm not worthy of being one of the of being the person who runs the Mishkan. It means that Aaron HaKohen's overwhelming feeling was a feeling of Eini Kedai, of Busha, that having had a hand in the Chet HaEgel, is not worthy of having a chelik in the Mishkan. Now that explains why in Va'aloischa. He says, Aaron Chol Shadaitai, that he doesn't have a chelik. He felt the Yudbeis Nesiim, they could have a hand in the building, in the Chanukah of the Mishkan. But me, Eini Kedai, I'm not Kedai, I shouldn't have a hand in establishing the Mishkan if I had a hand in establishing the Egel. So that's why Aaron stood on the side. And Rabbi Hashem told him, Shalcha Gedayla Mishalahem. That no, Shalcha Gedayla Mishalahem. I once heard a beautiful story, one of the Baal Shem Tov stories. They're always, the Chassidim know how to tell it. They have a story with a very powerful message about a Chassid who wanted to have the perfect Pesach Seder. So he prepared beforehand, he prepared the Divrei Torah, and he told his wife, and they made an elaborate, beautiful table, and they had a bunch of guests. And they had a fantastic Pesach Seder the whole night. He sat and they ate the kazesim and they sang beautifully And mamish till the morning, they had a Pesach Seder, he mesapim kol yisi alayla until Giyaz Mashgiach Shal Shachris. And he was thrilled. It was his dream to have that type of a Seder. The next night, the second Seder, he was exhausted. He stayed up a whole night the night before. So he came home and tells his wife, you know, I should take a nap for half an hour. I'm not going to be able to stay up by the Seder. So he took a nap, and his wife tried to wake him, and she couldn't get him up. And he slept half an hour, he's sleeping. And finally, his wife, there's 20 minutes till Chatzos left. Maybe 20 minutes before Alois. And finally she goes and she pours some water on his head and she says, you're going to miss matzah and water. And he jumps up, he's got 15 minutes left, and he runs in and he puts on his kippel and he quickly makes kiddush. And he eats the matzah and he says a little bit of avodah meyinu, and he drinks the second kais, he eats the matzah, he eats the mar. And also brachin, he went from the most beautiful seder he ever had to a 15-minute rush seder. So the story goes that came later, Chomayed, or after Yom Tov, he went to the Baal Shem Tov for a bracha. The Baal Shem Tov, when he walked in, Baal Shem Tov stands up, he says, wow, your Seder and Shemayim did extraordinary things. And he's so proud. He says, unbelievable. What you did the second night of Pesach was extraordinary. He says, Rabbi, you mean the first night of Pesach? He says, no, the first night of Pesach, you were full of yourself. You were full of gaiva. You were doing everything with a haughtiness. The second night, you were all tzebrachin. And mamish only l'shem shemayim. You didn't enjoy it a bit. You had no pleasure from it at all. You did, rotzei Hashem, there's 15 minutes. You did this. The second night, that was a seder. That was a shemayim gepayel. That's a story. A very powerful message. That story fits exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron HaKohen. He said, 12 Nasiim, they came and they brought, and the whole pageantry of the opening of the Mishkan. Aaron stood on the side. He said, Eini Kedai. He said, I can't have a chelik in this. I had a hand in the making of the egel. I'm Eini Kedai. I'm a Eini Kedai dicker person. How can I come? He was Baish Lageshas. He didn't even want to walk up. So he told him, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, Shalcha Gedayla Mishalehem. For somebody to go with such a feeling to the Mishkan, any Kedaydik, a feeling, Yori Lageshes, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Ata Baish, Lekach Nevcharta. And Aaron couldn't understand, me? I'm coming, and this is the way I should come? With a feeling of any Kedai, that's a feeling. There's something very few people notice in Parshas Pekudei. I mentioned this to people in the context of Nach, and they say, wow, it says that in Chumash? In the end of Pekudei, when they start with the Mishkan, when they start with Oil Mayed, the Pasuk says, V'yechas Anon as Oil Mayed, U'kvayda Shamalei as HaMishkan. In the first time, the Anon comes down, V'lo yochol Moshe lova yel Oil Mayed. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't walk in. Kishachan alav HaAnon, U'kvayda Shamalei as HaMishkan. It doesn't say he went in, it says he could not go in. The Anon was too thick that he couldn't get in. He couldn't walk into the Mishkan. And the pell of it is that exactly the same thing happens in Melachim Aleph by the Beis Hamikdash. It's here in the Haftarah. It brings down exactly the same Maisa that and I'm reading now from Melachim Aleph, Perek Zayin. Ha'anon Mole is Beis Hashem. V'lo yachlu ha'kainim lamed l'sharis v'bnei ha'anon. Ki mole k'vayr Hashem is Beis Hashem. The Kainim, obviously, eventually the Anan relented and they ought to go in. But the beginning of the Mishkan and the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash was the Shechina was there and Lo Yachol, they couldn't go in. What's going on? The Mishkan is built that they should go in. So here, the very first moment, it's like, you have this whole building and it's all ready to go and you put in the key and the lock at the door doesn't open. Like here, they're ready to the Mishkan. You're ready to go in. And the Kvayd Hashem is Moshe Mishkan, you can't go in. The same in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kvayd Hashem, and you can't go in. Because to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to feel that any Kedai. To walk in with the Gaiva, with the pride, with the whole thing, that's not the way it's supposed to be in the Mishkan. Shalcha Gedei L'Mishalehen, to go in, it's a brachin, and any Kedai, and I can't get in, the Shkin is in my way. That Hergish is the Chosh of the Hergish that they had. talking about Zayis Chanukah, the Milo, the Madrega of Zayis Chanukah is we learned the 7 days. We learned the Nesiyim. Nesiyim was nice. Nesiyim was like discussed its first Pesach Seder. Nesiyim came, and they were into it. They brought karbanis, elaborate karbanis, the first karbanis. They were very into it. On the last night of Chanukah, the last day, we learned Aaron's part. We call it Zayis Chanukah because in Chumash, after the 12 Nesiyim are finished, it says Zayis Chanukah Samizbeach. Then it says Zayis Chanukah Samizbeach, and it brings what had happened. It sums it up, and then Dabra Larav Amartola Balois Chasaneres. So that Zayis Chanukah. This is the Chanukah of the Chanukah Hamishkan, the Chanukah Habeis Hamigdash of Aaron. Somebody who goes with an Eini Kedai Dika feeling, with a feeling that I'm not worthy of it. It's a brachin. I want a brachin to go in. Me a choosing. I made the angle. Oh, for that, that's Shalcha Gedai L'Mishalehem. That's the darga that has a very special chashivas. So it's a machshava l'gabe these days, and the story is certainly good for the Shabbos table, but even the mashal, the nimshal, it fits in beautifully, that this is the Aaron HaKayin specialty, that Aaron HaKayin, he felt Eini Kedai, he was Baishlo Geshes, and Baishlo said, that's what I want. Shalcha Gedal, this is the Chashivas that I want. Afraid of Chachanukah to everybody.